Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Caroline here. Helen and Stephen are on holiday this week, so in their absence we thought we would bring you a classic episode of the New Statesman podcast. Cast your mind back to the 21st of May 2015. The Labour leadership contest is barely underway, the general election has just happened, and Tristram Hunt, is he or is he not going to run?
Well, now, in a first for the New Statesman podcast, we've decided to do a live dramatic reading of one of Anoush Akhalian's blogs from earlier in the week when Tristram Hunt decided that he would not stand for the Labour leadership. We are recording this in front of what we term a live studio audience, in fact means four unwilling people drafted in. But I will be playing the part of Tristram Hunt in this, and Anoush will be playing the part of Anoush. So take it away, Anoush.
Okay. This is a dispatch from the front line of Tristram Hunt's non-leadership bid speech that he made to the Demos think tank. The headline is Tristram Hunt's non-leadership bid, feat Eric Hobsbawm, the Potters of Stoke and Brian Cox, and a whole lot of impatient journalists. As Tristram Hunt stands up to speak at the think tank Demos, where he interned, by the way, in those
Gideon pre-1997 days.
You remember 97, Labour landslide, with that song called Things Can Only Get Better, which is by D-Ream. And did you know Brian Cox was in D-Ream? That scientist one who's always on telly. Yeah, him. He was the keyboard player. The gathered press pack is impatiently awaiting a very big announcement. The last potential Labour leadership candidate who hadn't yet declared his ambitions, Hunt is giving a speech
dedicated in no small part to explaining how things can also get even worse.
Get it? Because it's a contrast with the song, which goes, things can only get better, can only get, can only get. And it carries on like that for a little while. But the verses have different lyrics. Anyway, I digress. He's all prepared to give a searing analysis of his party's failings and to declare his leadership bid. Or not to declare his leadership bid. But enough about Tristram, for goodness sake. What about his great aunt Peggy Jay, eh? She was a Labour councillor on the London County Council. Did you know that? And her husband, called Douglas, was Labour MP for Battersea. No, Labour doesn't have that one anymore. And it doesn't have Stevenage. Or Harlow. Or Swindon.
Thank God for Slough,
sighs Tristram. Though, of course, he learnt more about politics from Chicago's South Side. Or was it Stoke-on-Trent Central? Anyway, it was the poverty he saw that radicalised him. What he saw outside of the Ivory Tower. The Ivory Tower is that place where people lived called Milton Friedman, George Stigler, Gary Becker, Ed Miliband and Eric Hobsbawm. Tristram loves Eric. In fact, he reread his 1983 essay, Labour's Lost Millions, recently. A far better pastime than ringing round the entire Parliamentary Labour Party all the time. Anyway, Hobsbawm wrote,
unless Labour can once again become the party of the majority of the working class, it has no future. Except as
a wave of muttering from the assembled reporters. BBC Breaking News is reporting that Hunt won't be standing for the leadership and is endorsing Liz Kendall. But do pay attention.
A coalition of minority pressure groups and interests, yet there is only a modest future for a party which represents only such groups and social forces on the decline,
wrote Hobsbawm. The journalists fidget and rustle. Sky News is also reporting that Hunt will not be running. Interesting you should mention Sky, actually, for was under that very blue expanse that progressives built a vibrant civic democracy, confronted vested interests, and created the great age of Victorian and Edwardian civic pride. Just look at Stoke. The pits and the pots. The politicos and the pundits. Prospect and progress. The pressurised public purse.
Let's be blunt,
says Tristram.
There is no quick fix.
as the media begins to wonder whether there is a man imitating Tristram. Zach Goldsmith, maybe? Giving interviews elsewhere about his lack of leadership ambitions, he gets to the point.
It is a leadership that prioritised the organisational change the party desperately needs, transforming our industrial model of party management, born of the 1890s, into something that resembles the modern world, more digital, embedded in civic society, and better funded.
But wait around, Tristram!
And it is a leadership hungry to project an optimistic future vision of Britain, confident about its ability to manage the challenges of mechanisation, globalisation, climate change, and an ageing society.
Are you hungry to project that vision?
The way in which Labour leader is chosen needs to reflect the seriousness of the crisis in which our party finds itself. We need a debate that is open, vigorous, iconoclastic, fraternal and sisterly.
The sound of stories being written up straight from the BBC copy echoes around the conference room.
We need more of the demos, the individual members, supporters and affiliated supporters who make up our party. And we need less dictation by individuals and individual factions that still seek to wield an influence that is both disproportionate to what they deserve and contrary to the egalitarian principle of one member, one vote.
Journalists eye the exit.
I want party members, registered supporters and affiliated supporters from the trade unions to have an effective choice about Labour's future. And that is why this morning I am announcing that I will not be entering the race to be leader of the Labour Party.
No quick fix indeed.
You've been listening to the New Statesman podcast, presented by me, Helen Lewis, and produced by Anna Leskovitz. You can find us every week at newstatesman.com/podcast or on iTunes. Our theme music is Devil with the Devil by the Underscore Orchestra, licensed under Creative Commons.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.